he has just requested to be excused. She's having an urgent meeting with the minister. It's in relation of finalization of some of the appointment issues which the minister reported about, so that they can prepare the necessary document to cabinet. But as soon as that engagement finishes, she will be coming back to proceed with us. Members, when we went for lunch, we're finalizing actually the issues which members have raised in relation to the amendment as agreed to by the portfolio committee. The matter which we're finalizing was the issue which was raised by Honorable Mthambi on page 4, which we finalized that particular matter. I would propose, members, that actually we are dealing with a schedule which we have moved and seconded and accepted by the committee, except that you will have that new insertion in relation to the definition of a political party. You see, a procedural where we are now, we've got the schedule or the A list moved and seconded without that amendment. So if I don't get a mover and secondment of the new amendment, it means the amendment will fall off. That's what it means, procedural. So I have to explain that so that there are no confusion. Honorable Sheen.
Chair, if you're calling for a mover, I move that the amendment be included, but I don't know if you are yet.
Okay. DA move for the amendment to be included on our A list. Seconder. Honorable Mthambi. Honorable Mthambi, seconded the move by Honorable Sheen on the inclusion of that the amendments on that definition of a political party or parties. That concludes the matter about the A list. You see, Honorable Sheen and Honorable Stein, they are cruel. When I was busy, they are laughing at me, and they were enjoying it. But they are not intervening. They're just laughing, they're nice, and no, thanks very much, members. We have to go to the legal service will guide me in terms of dealing with the new amendment to the A list. But what we are going to do now, members, is to deal with the amendment bill as amended by the portfolio committee. Which will do the unfortunate part, this one, you can't put everything once. State law advisor, you talk about the amendment of the long title at one point. Is this long title already amended to that effect?
It is the long title to the bill, Chairperson, and the proposed amendment only seeks to effect consequential amendments because of earlier amendments. Perhaps Mr. Wills can just highlight the amendments with your permission.
Thank you. Members, we are dealing with the bill as amended by the committee. I will be advised by the legal services to deal with the last part of it when we are done. I'm on the first page or the cover page. What do you call it? Agreed to. Yes, yes, yes. The bill as amended by us now in terms of our A list. I'm on the second page. I put the long title as amended. Agreed? I'm behind now myself. Clause one. Clause one. Nishab. Clause one as amended. Honorable State.
May I just ask, I'm on item 3 of clause 1, where it says on page 3 after line 61. I assume now we're referring to page 3, line 61 of the B version, of the A version.
Introduced.
I beg yours?
Bill as introduced, not the one as amended. The confusing part is that you've got the bill which was originally introduced to us. So these amendments talk to that, not the one as we've already amended with our amendments. Yes. Is the bill as was introduced to Parliament? Is written. Which number? The very easiest thing is to just look on the bill as introduced in the National Assembly. That will be the one which you cross-reference with, not the one as amended by the committee. Yes, yes. It's P7. Yes, as introduced. Yeah, the one which is in a booklet format. Clause 1 is amended by the committee. Agreed. You see, clause 1 is on page. It's on page 2. Yes. We are dealing with the clause by clause of the bill as amended by the committee. Honorable Steyn just wanted to, was asking a clarity, and then we're just clarifying that if you want to check the amendments, you should check the A list amendments to the bill which was introduced in Parliament, because that's where it's going to cross bond. If you check with it with as amended by the committee, it does not cross bond in terms of the page numbers and the lines and so on. That was the clarity which we were trying to give. Members, clause 1 as amended by the committee on page 2. Agreed? Clause 1 continue also on page 3. I'm putting it all once, all clause 1, which also continue on page 4. Honorable Shin?
Sorry, do we need to say at this stage that we accept M as amended at this stage? Do we need to say that here?
Legal service?
Yes, Chairperson, the amendment that was included must also be noted in clause 1, so we can just put that as well to the committee and they will accept it as part of clause 1. It will be published later by Freedom.
Yes, clause one, with SM as amended by the committee. Page five, that's where clause one ends. Clause two as amended by the committee. Clause three as amended. Clause four as amended. Clause five. Also as amended by the committee. Clause six as amended by the committee. Clause seven. I seem to confuse myself now. Yeah, clause seven as you see, I'm confusing myself. Clause nine, clause eight, clause eight, clause nine as amended by the committee. Nothing much after the last encounter. Page 8, clause 10. Clause 13. members, you see, we are confused by me. And my apologies. It's me which I'm confusing you. So probably start from, let's go back, members. So that I just don't confuse you. I've been confusing you. Oh, you're with me in the confusion. Okay. Members, can we start afresh from the beginning? I think the issue of trying to continue, whereas I've messed you up. What's wrong? Can someone attend to Honorable Sebe? Members, let me put the first page of the bill as amended by the committee. Anything there? I'm starting from page one. Yes, 17B, as amended by the committee. Page 2, the long title, as amended. Are you with me?
Yeah.
On page 1? On page 1, I put clause 1 as amended, but that will go until page 5. But it's clause one as amended by the committee, including M, the definition of political party. Agreed? Clause two as amended by the committee. Clause three as amended by the committee. Clause 4 as amended by the committee. Clause 5 as amended by the committee. Clause 6 as amended by the committee. Clause 7 as amended by the committee. Clause 8. Clause 9 as amended by the committee. 10, clause 11, clause 12, clause 13, clause 14, clause 15 as amended by the committee, clause 16, clause 17, clause 18, clause 19, clause 19, that's where we are, I'm waiting there. Clause 20 as amended by the committee. Clause 21 as rejected by the committee. Clause 22. Clause 23 as amended by the committee. Clause 24 as rejected by the committee. And the inclusion of the new clause there on the clause 24. Actually, we just reject it and move it back. That is 24? Yes, clause 23 as we have amended it. Clause 24? Yes, yes, yes. We have rejected that, then we've got clause 25, which has been, yes. Clause 26 as clause 26, clause 27 as amended, clause 28, start from page 14, page 15 until to page 16. Then on 16 you'll have clause 29 as amended by the committee. Clause 30. Clause 31. Clause 32, members, you must note that on clause 32, it's where we were dealing with the insertion of the National Broadcasting Council, and on 72A1, it's where there was an attempt of the amendment of may into must, which didn't carry it by the committee. And on page 17, it's where an insertion was proposed, which was not also carried by the committee, insertion of G. Clause 33 as amended by the committee. Clause 34 as amended by the committee. Clause 35. Clause 36. Clause 37, clause 38, clause 39 as amended by the committee, clause 40, clause 41 as amended by the committee, clause 42 as clause 42 as rejected and the insertion of the new one. There is two things. There is the rejection and the inclusion of the new one, which is talking about the exemption of community broadcasting service licenses. Clause 43. Clause clause 44. Clause 45, as amended by the committee. I've dealt with the amendment of the long title at the beginning, which has been agreed to. We've got clause 46, which is the short title and commencement. Agreed to. Or silence means agreed to. Okay. Page 24, the schedule of law, which law amended. Agreed to. Agreed to. Okay. Now I put to you the memorandum on the objectives of the Electronics Communications Amendment Bill 2013. Yaphumelana. Oh, inkomo. Yaphumelana inkomo agree to. No, no, not inkomo, inkomo. agree to. Inkomo. I put you the amendments, members, before you, but you know that there's a report which I must also go through. It's not invented by me, it's parliament process, it's legal service that the one who invented the process, not me. You ask me a question about it, I won't respond even a single one, and so on. The amendment on terms of the definition, on page 4, from line 23, to omit paragraph B and to substitute, omit B means you, and then substitute it with this one, B. You must read it from A. Any alliance of such registered parties, as the case may be, which for the purpose of any particular election has, before the commencement of the relevant election period, submitted its list of candidates for the National Assembly or any other legislature contemplated in the Constitution. That's the amendment of M, which we have adopted clause 1 with its baby. So this is the baby. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Communications on the Electronic Communication Amendment Bill 2013. Tagged as Section 75, dated 5 November 2013. The Portfolio Committee on Communication, having considered the subject of the Electronic Communications Amendment Bill 2013, already stated in the National Assembly, tagged as Section 75, referred to it as classified by the Joint Tagging Mechanism, JTM, as a Section 75 bill, reports the bill with amendments. For the report to be considered, agreed to. I need movers and seconders, you see. Not head shakers. They don't help me. Honorable Shin. Honorable Shin, move. Adoption or secondment. Honorable Mtambi does that. Am I procedurally correct, legal service?
Oh, yes, Chairperson.
Okay. Thanks very much, members. That will conclude the amendment of the ECA. Mm-hmm. But I must say, before we step to the next item, I'm grateful for the participation of the opposition parties. We might not agree with other things, but I think your participation continues to enrich, not forgetting the ANC, its participation. But I think it encourages, I'm sure, those who voted us to see us doing our work as we do. Thanks very much, members. That will conclude the amendment of the ECA. Our next item will be the interviews for MDDA board. But members, before we proceed,